you will have so much more rest and so much more self-care and so much more fun by like busting through whatever bubble you need to, getting that infrastructure and that team going, and then yes, go on your vacation. Yes, take your time off. We are not the work 24/7 camp, but we are about working smarter, not harder.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hey, hey, gorgeous queen. I hope that you are having a spectacular day. And if you need a boost, you are definitely going to get a boost in the Divine Living Podcast today. This week, I have gifted myself the treat, the luxury of being offline. Glenn and I are just taking our consciousness, our manifesting, our love, our all of it to the next level. And so, I wanted to gift you with some high vibe content from live events that I've done. So I continue to learn and invest in myself and grow myself. So that's what I'm doing this week. And I thought that this week would also be a great opportunity for you to get access to something that formerly you had to be in the room for. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a clip from a live event that I hosted previously. Lots of love.
So I want you to keep in mind that all this hard work that you are doing right now, that, you know, when you do your business smart versus hard, you're not always groundbreaking, right? There's a time and a place for groundbreaking. When you are launching a new brand, when you're launching a new program, when you're getting your foundational team and those structures set up. Like, you know, I've always said my first year of business was my hardest year. The first $100,000 I made was the hardest amount of money that I made. And then you just like start blinking and you start see it compounding and quadrupling. And, you know, there is a momentum that comes in. And so when you really allow yourself to make sure that you get through this initial time to get launched, whatever needs launched, it does get easier. You will work less and make more if you don't keep starting and stopping, right? You know, it's kind of like the people who do diets, right? You know, like, you know, the people who have been trying to lose 10 pounds for 10 years, right? Because they keep starting and stopping and starting and stopping, and they don't really get anywhere, but they're constantly in the wrestle of it. And people do that with, women do that with business as well. You know, I remember when I had first started out, and it seemed like there were a bunch of us that were new, like, you know, like those of you that started the academy at the same time, you know, there were a bunch of us that were new, and we were sort of like the freshmen at the seminars, and we would go in, and this is not to toot my own horn as much as it is to be mindful about picking your pace. And then I would return to similar groups 2 years later, 3 years later, and 4 years later, when my career had definitely transformed, and I saw other people in the exact same place, in the exact same conversation. And you know those groups, and you know who those people are. And this isn't about making anyone better than anyone else, but it is about being awake as to what can happen when you don't go to get your breakthrough and do what it takes almost a little bit more in an extreme way initially, and then let things build, expand. Then you get more time off and can still make the money. But at the beginning phases, when people are like doing a launch, but then they're tired and they need to rest and they need self-care, and then they stop, and then they've got to go rev it all back up again. And then it's excruciating because they just did this 3 months ago, and now they're like, they're trying to get it launched and they're masterminding and fulfilling or whatever they're doing. And then they need their self-care because they, you know, and then so it's that yo-yo dieting that women can do in business. And that is the hardest place to be. It does not need to be that hard. Get through your infrastructure. Get through your launch. Get through to making three consistent 10K months in a row and watch it get so much easier from there. right? Those of you who have done it, you know what that is. For those that did a start and stop or an up and down, a back and forth, it gets so much easier to stay in momentum. You will have so much more rest and so much more self-care and so much more fun by like busting through whatever bubble you need to, getting that infrastructure and that team going, and then yes, go on your vacation. Yes, take your time off. We are not the work 24/7 camp, but we are about working smarter, not harder. Okay? And so really accessing what's possible from a miraculous mindset and also from a marketing foundation mindset as well. So I'd like to take us all into a meditation this morning. So if you'll get yourself comfortable and close your eyes, start to breathe deeply, and really open yourself up to all that, for right now, that this day is holding for you. Open yourself up to the unlimited possibility, the miracles that the universe is bringing to you even as we speak. Continue to breathe more deeply. Continue to allow yourself to feel your body release any tension. As you continue to breathe deeply, feel your stomach get softer. As you continue to breathe deeply, you see yourself as the shining star that you know you are. And as you allow yourself to be seen by you as this shining star, feel yourself supported to be this star. Feel the money in the bank account. And in grounding in the current what's so, bring to mind the amount of money that you have brought in over the last 12 months or so. Visualize that number. How much money have you brought in? Feel that number. Numbers have a frequency to them. In the last 12 months, you feel the frequency of this number. This amount of money that you've brought in over the last year. And as you breathe deeply into that frequency of your annual income, now you connect and you collaborate with the expansiveness of the universe, the unlimited possibilities, all of the miracles that are available. And you now connect with the universe to turn that number into your monthly income. And now breathe into that frequency. Breathe deeply into this number being your monthly income. Feel the abundance. Feel the power. Feel the value, the support the expansiveness. Feel this frequency of energy filling you, fueling your creativity, your gifts. Your ability to wear clothes that are your true desires. Your capability to live in the place or places that authentically represent you in the style that is authentic to you. Feel and see the number of positions that you will create, the number of jobs that you will provide for so many people whose lives will be blessed and enriched because they are on your team and love being a part of and furthering your vision into the world. Notice the woman you are at this frequency at a monthly income. See how you hold yourself in the world. Notice who you surround yourself with, who your friends are, how you do holidays. What organizations do you sit on the board of as a result of you playing at this level? And now notice your day in the morning, knowing that your bank account is filled at this level and that it's consistently coming in at this level every single month. And you wake up and you have your morning ritual, whatever that is for you. Carefree, with intention, beautifully relaxed yet powerful. Because there's no stress about money. There's excitement and wonder about what will be created today, how you'll work with your team, how you'll give to your clients. And then after your morning ritual, you go and you take a look at your emails. And you notice all the cha-ching reports that are coming in. And as you go through each one, you're blessing each person. That person would be infinitely blessed as a result of working with you, taking your program, attending your course. You're gazing all these people who you don't even know, but yet know you, and have chosen to purchase your offerings with ease, with gratitude, for others a stretch. Start to notice all the different states that are being represented, and then all the different countries from women around the world who have found you because of what you have been willing to do, how you've been willing to show up, all that effort of the infrastructure and the details that you put into lead magnets or Facebook ads or hiring or training or working with your team. This is the fruits of your labor. Seeing women from all over sign up. And then you start to notice the messages that not only after they've purchased, that they've actually taken the time to share with you and to write to you about their story, about how challenging their life has been, about how defeated they have felt in the area in which you provide an effortless expertise, and how they cannot believe that they found you and your brand and the exact way that you communicate your message was what they knew had to be the person that they worked with, that you had to be their mentor, that this was the perfect program for them, and they are so grateful to you for everything that you've done, everything that you've overcome, the woman that you've chosen to be so that you could create this exact program in this exact way so that they could now have in their life what they see so beautifully in yours. And after you read email after email, expressing gratitude, appreciation, now it's your opportunity to go and meet with your team, because you're an excellent leader. And it is a creative and high vibrational vortex amongst you and your team. And you have a team where you don't shoulder all the burden, but where all of you are smarter than one of you. And you give a download and you share your vision about what you're seeing for your new program, your new event, your retreat. And then your team members go and they take it. And they share even better ideas than you have to just give it that extra wow factor. And then they go off and they go to implement it. They go off and they make you look good. They go off and they do what they love doing and what they're great at doing. And while they're doing that, then you have the privilege of going and working with the coolest clients that you feel so honored to be on the journey with, to be working with, to be their mentor. The work is profound and transformational. The relationships are special and unique. And after you have put in effort that just fuels you and fills you up, you return at the end of the day to meet with your team. You hear about all the amazing things that they've done, that they've moved forward. You wrap your day at a reasonable hour, so you can go and transition from masculine yet enjoyable work mode during the day to feminine connected energy for you to be with your loved ones in the evening. Whether this is your family time, your time with your children, your beloved, or having some fun and going out with girlfriends. You change your outfit from day to evening. And you have a luscious, refueling, relaxing, energizing evening. And knowing that you have a beautiful day like this to look forward to tomorrow, you do whatever your evening rituals are. You say a prayer of gratitude and that your life may continue to be used in this way again tomorrow as you go off for a very restful sleep. And you're reminded that every effort that you had made in the past is what gave you this beautiful life today. And it's worth it. And so it is.
I am putting together a really elite, super small group mastermind. It's called La Dolce Vita, and it is exclusively for women who are already at the six and multiple six-figure level, who want to journey with me as your mentor. And it's for women who are super high vibe, totally positive, completely enthusiastic, committed to their big goals and dreams, and really doing it the feminine way. You know, I've called this program La Dolce Vita because it is about the sweet life.